Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Just give me your attention. I'm just going to be here for a few minutes. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God revealed his purpose for making man. He said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. Many years ago when I read it, I thought it was just saying the same thing. I thought image and likeness meant the same thing. God was just repeating himself. As I grew, I now understood that what he was revealing there is not only his three purposes for creating man, it was also revealing the three levels of human capital development. Any human being that wants to be complete, that wants to be made completely the way God made him to be, there are three levels of processes you have to go through. If I want to look at the aspect of purpose, why we are made, the first reason God made us is for himself. That's why he wants a relationship with us. The reason you exist is him. He created us. He said, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. The second reason God made us is for each other. He made us for one another. He made us for one another. You see that 43:7? Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. The first reason God made you is for himself. What we just did now, worship, is part of that package, that number one purpose. I'm created for relationship with him. I'm created to be a worshiper. God loves you. He created us to be the affection of his love. If you notice, when man messed up in the garden, it wasn't Adam that was looking for God. It was God that came looking for his friend, looking for his child. Many years ago, the Lord was explaining to me when I got married and began to have children, when the first child came, and, you know, there was this strong bond, and it was a girl, you know. I love this little one so much. And the Lord said, that joy that girl, that little child brings to you is the same joy that you bring to my heart. If anything happens to that child, if for any reason the child is to fall, I will be the one screaming. I will be the one to blame myself. I will want to get angry with everybody in the house for letting that happen. He said, you see how you protect that little girl? That's how I protect you. I instructed everybody in the house, all the angels, all the maids, to look after you. When you read in the Bible, he said he has given his angels charge over us to guide us in a way. He doesn't even want us to kick our foot against the stone. God is love. And there is only one problem that love has. Love needs an object to shower itself on. And you are the object of God's love. That's what he created you for. If you know what a children and a lovely wife means to a man, if you know what a man's wife that he loves and his children means to him, that's what you mean to the Almighty God. The number one reason God created us is because he wanted family. He wanted Jesus to have brothers and sisters. He wanted a big family. He had an only begotten son, and he wanted a second child, and a third, and a fourth, and a hundred. I don't know my number, but I'm glad I'm part of the family. The number one reason he created you and I is for relationship. God is love, and the greatest need of love is relationship. You are the one the Lord is looking for. You are the one his heart is yearning for. That was why, even when Adam disobeyed, he came into that garden and began to look for him. Adam, where are you?
It was God looking for man. It wasn't man looking for God. Religion is man in search of God, but relationship is God initiating the search for man. Christianity is more than a religion. If you find the authentic thing, it's a living relationship with the one who made you. I want to tell everyone here tonight, there is a big arm of love widespread waiting for you to come home. I'm so glad for all of those ones that came out here. I hope you didn't just come out because you didn't want to go to prison. It's a good reason, but it's not good enough. You don't get married just because you're tired of your father's house. You get married because you love that person. When you just get married because you're tired of being single, soon you'll get tired of being married. And you know, we just heard about prison, Nigerian prison. I think in the course of the night, when the show and all the other things start, somebody else is going to be talking to us about God's own prison. That one is worse, hell. Somebody has been there, and he's bringing a live witness. It's not cock and bull story. God doesn't want you to go there. That was why God again came in the flesh, lived among men, and died on the cross. Jesus did not come to come and redeem the oil wells of Nigeria. It wasn't wealth he came for. He didn't come for the gold of South Africa. It was you and I he came for. And you know, many years ago I learned that if you were the only one, if you are the only sinner, Jesus would have still died for you. And the second reason he made us is for our fellow men. Each of us is here on an assignment to help touch other lives. Everything God created, he created to solve problems. You are a solution that God created to somebody's problem. While you are busy thinking about your own life, there are millions of people for which God put you on the planet. And you are going to find everything you are looking for in life when you start giving those people what you are sent here to give them. Because of that assignment, you were given certain talents. Because of that assignment, you were given certain abilities. Because of that assignment, God gave you a passion. And the third reason he created us is for the planet Earth, for the society. If you check Genesis chapter 2, the scripture said, after God has made the heavens and the earth, because man was made last, after he has made everything, the Bible said, the plants of the field before they grew, the trees in the field before they grew, for God has not caused rain to fall upon the earth, so there was no vegetation. And the reason he didn't bring rain is because there was no man to till the ground. The reason he made us is to walk. And it's through walk, through productivity, we exercise dominion over creation. Through work and productivity, we exercise dominion over the things that God has created. God created us to be masters of creation, to be managers of what he has created, to be stewards of creation. And in doing that, you're going to earn a living. You're going to find your money. In touching other lives and in helping to steward creation, you will find your wealth, you will find your greatness. So, in the development of a human being, God revealed three steps to go. First, he said, make him in our image. Then, make him in our likeness. Then, the third, let him get involved in having dominion. So, the image of God is what we call spiritual and moral formation. when you, the first part of man that God molds when God wants to change you is your heart. After that, he goes to the second level and molds your mind, your intellect. Then after that, he equips you with skill to walk. So we call it the 3H strategy. The heart, the head, and the hands. The image of God is God's spiritual and moral nature. And that is what he wants in every human being. He wants you to be born again. We were made in the image of God, but the fall of man damaged it. And that's why there is a new message about a new of personal transformation, personal rebirth, being born again. The issue is the remaking of the human spirit. The original man God made was like God. He was a spirit being that had God's nature. The image of God is the divine nature. And the nature of God is love. The nature of God is justice. The nature of God is integrity. You might be surprised what I'm about to say now. The nature of God is humility. God came down here in the flesh and he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, learn from me. Learn of me. I am meek and lowly in the heart. This is God. If God is not humble, we have been finished. Some of us, you know, some of the bad things you have done, some of the things you have said to God. I've seen people who have said some nasty things to God. Recently now, somebody showed me a video. Kanye West is now preaching the gospel. Of course, he made a vow that he will stop singing secular songs, going to be singing gospel all through. The guy is on a crusade, rocking U.S. right now. But this is the same Kanye West that used to say he was Jehovah. He was Jehovah. He claimed one time that he was even Jesus. He sang all sorts of nonsense. Today, he comes to Christ. God forgives him. Because one of the nature of God is forgiveness. One of his nature is mercy. One of his nature is compassion. God wants you to be like that. Being born again is not joining a church. Meanwhile, you are still mean and wicked. Being born again is receiving a new nature, the nature of love, the nature of compassion for your fellow man. If you receive that nature, you will be a new man. You will be different. You go back to how man used to be before he fell. The nature of God is the opposite of the nature of Satan. What many people are carrying right now is the image of Satan. Jesus was speaking. He looked at a group of Jewish people. He said, you are of your father, the devil. And those guys were surprised because they were descendants of Abraham. And they were wondering, when did the devil become our father? And Jesus was telling them, naturally, you were born of Abraham. But your nature inside is Satan's nature. He said, you want to kill me. A man that is telling you the truth. What have I done? Why do you want to kill me? Because that's how your father is. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was a hater. He was a liar. There is no truth in him. When you listen to the man that was giving the testimony about prison life, that nature that drove him to do all of those crimes was Satan's nature. It took God arresting him, putting him in detention for 8 years to finally get him to the place where he surrendered, acknowledged that something was wrong, and then he could ask God to change his nature. If we want to see a new Nigeria, if we want to see our nation change, all of us must rise up to begin to help every young man, every man and woman that you meet rediscover the divine nature. There is no law government can make that can change human nature. They can make laws, they can legislate, but it's only the power of God, the regenerating power of God, that can change a man from inside out. If you are tired of how you live your life, if you are tired of all the bad things you've been dabbling into, Jesus came for that one reason,
to bring you a new life. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation, a brand new creation, a brand new man. That's why they call it being born again or being experiencing the new birth or the new creation. Today we have bastardized it. Armed robbers are born again. Prostitutes are born again. People that are sleeping with other people's wives are born again. All kinds of fake pastors everywhere, they're all born again. No, it's not a talk. It's an experience that truly changes you, just like when you were born a human being. But it's not just receiving salvation. That image of God is about developing the spiritual and moral competences, cultivating character. Cultivating character that looks like the character of Christ. Moral stamina. Having the ability and audacity, inward fortitude to be able to resist evil. To be able to say no to sin. To say no to evil. Because from inside, you are different. The things you used to love, you don't love anymore. And if you're a Christian and you're listening to me, I want you to know that one of the failures of the Nigerian church is failure to bring the gospel of salvation with its integrity to the people. There are too many things that have distracted us in this present time. And teachers cannot do it. Government cannot do it. Policemen cannot do it. The highest they can do is arrest them and put them in detention. Traditional religion cannot do it. And there is no other religion that can do it. It's only Christianity that has a life-changing force. Let us make man in our image. When a man has received salvation and has begun to develop his moral character, the next thing he needs is the likeness of God. The likeness of God is divine functionality. It's not the divine nature now. It's the wisdom of God, how God functions, how God thinks. Even though a man is born again, a man is godly, he's a good man, the next thing he needs is education. You see, human capital development, you work on the heart first. The next thing is the intellect. He has to develop his intellectual and professional competencies. Because where God is taking this gentleman is to dominion. That's what Genesis 1:26 said. The man that will have dominion is not just a good man, because he's a child of God, he has the nature of God, he also has to be equipped with wisdom and knowledge. Let me ask you guys, you know well, which one is worse? A good man that is an illiterate, that is uneducated. He is so godly, he is so virtuous, he is an honest man, but he is an illiterate, he is uneducated, he can't perform if you give him a job. Or an educated man that is so wise, so literate, but he is very corrupt. He's a criminal. Which one do you prefer? Which one is better to have? Now, I want you to see the problem we are facing in Nigeria. We have thousands of people who are Christians, but who have not developed their intellectual, their emotional competences. They are not able to solve problems. When you hire them, you hire a problem. Are they good? Yes. They won't steal your money. But that is not enough to make you a success. You need two legs to stand. You are born again. You are a child of God. You have developed your character. You are good. You are only hanging on one leg. there will be frustrations coming, not for your human spirit, but for your failure to actualize dominion or success. You will be having serious problems. Because God has a blueprint for developing the human person. And you know, Nigeria is blessed with two major resources. We have it in abundance. One is human resource. The other is natural resource. And we are poor. See where we are. Poverty capital of the world. Why? Because those two resources are not developed. When you develop human resources, you create human capital. And that is the exportable product. That's the one that changes your own world, changes your own country, and you can even export to other countries. Everybody wants to run away to Canada. There's a young man that met me. Pray for me. I want to go to Canada. I said, Canada is not what you need. School is what you need. English, he can't speak. What can you do? Nothing. He tried market, carried a few things, the thing failed. But the problem is, they think escaping to Canada is what will change the game. No, it's not. A lizard in Nigeria will not become a crocodile abroad. So when they get there, because they have not developed professional competencies and intellectual competencies, frustration will get out of hand. They will jump into crime. After salvation, the next thing you need is education. After your heart has been captured by God, the next thing that he must capture is your mind. We call it renewing of your mind. But it's not just renewing with the Bible. You have to renew it with knowledge, with wisdom, with skill. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. And wherever you see illiteracy, you see a crippled man. Wherever you see an illiterate man, you see a crippled man. He has everything physically, but he's handicapped. And I want to say this to our young people all over Southeast. That's why we're coming to you now. You can get education by formal or informal. You can still get education without jump. Innocent did not go to university, but he is a manufacturer. And those that went to university cannot produce. Those that are graduating from mechanical engineering can't produce what he's producing. Hello. I know that many of us might not get that opportunity, but you need to go. There are different ways to get education. For example, the Igbos are blessed by one of the best form of education called apprenticeship. That's one of the Jewish traits that we carry here. And the young man will go and serve under somebody. The only problem here is where you are going to serve and understudy somebody, remember that a disciple cannot be greater than his master. So check the person you are about to serve. If it's not a success, you're going to waste your life going there. I don't think you heard me. Two brothers, they sent one to a billionaire to go and serve him. So they sent the second one to another man that was an image of poverty. And when the other man finished training that one, he sent poverty degree back, gave him 10,000 naira to start his life. That young man kept going from one problem to another until years after I came out of the university and I began to talk to him. You can still change this thing. Go back to school. Now we can pay your school fees. Go back to school. He got very angry initially. Are you putting you yabbing me because I didn't have... But finally, after a while, he went back to school. He got a degree. And I watched his life change. From that guy doing petty trading, he's now an international businessman. The other one that was sent to a rich man came out and became rich naturally. There was no need.
Because the man, because you can't grow beyond what you are taught. One thing I want you to see, God said, let us. He's talking about the Trinity. God's business is making human beings. Let us make them. We'll make them to be like us morally and spiritually. We'll also make them to be wise and competent like us. Then we'll give them a dominion mandate. They can go and control creation. God did not create anybody to be a failure. God did not create anybody to be poor. I'm not saying he made everybody to be billionaires or millionaires. No, but he did not create anybody to be a poor man or to be struggling. He did not create anybody to die prematurely. He did not create anybody to be in prison, languishing. And neither did he create anybody to go to hell. So you notice that after developing your spirit man, the next thing is your intellectual and emotional competencies that needs to be developed if you want to be successful. And the reason I'm telling you, you need to do an assessment in your life and know where the problem is. And go and solve it. Even that one that went to place, he was making money, but there are some other aspects of his life that was in a mess. I challenged him. After being an orga, a boss with boys under him, has built a company. He went back to Unilag and got a degree in business administration. And after that, he went back and got a master's degree in business administration. I watched his business change. These were two traders. I'm from Anambra State, so you know the story of Anambra. You might have money, but the quality of your life is totally in a mess. Because other aspects of your life is not developed. In Igbo land, we value money more than education. But we say we are Jews. But God told the Jewish people that wealth is important, but wisdom is more important. He told them wisdom is the principal thing. Get education. Get knowledge. Get wisdom. He said if you embrace her, she will exalt you. That's Proverbs chapter 4 from verse 7. If you love wisdom, it will also put wealth in your pocket. Thank God that Imo State is a little ahead. Imo State is ahead. It's ahead of Abia and Anambra when it comes to these areas. We need to pass a law in Anambra. Any young man that jumps out of primary school into the market should be arrested. Anyone that jumps out of secondary school into the market should be arrested. Let them get a degree, even if it's HND or OND. When they finish and go into business, they will be world-class businessmen. I love what Governor Abio did with Akwa Ibom State. They catch you going to do house girl. Anything. Look at that place. Any Akwa Ibomites you see now, all those girls, they are hot. My friend, Governor Peter Obi, went to marry one of them. That's where his wife is from. You see them, they are so beautiful. They are going to school. And they've redefined the destinies of those young people by giving them education. Don't cheat yourself out of life because you think you are rushing somewhere. For those of you who can still do something about it, and guess what? Everybody can still do something about it. Do something about your own human capital. Don't die a raw material. Refine yourself into a capital product that is exportable, that is bankable. You know, I got somewhere to speak to a group of our brothers. Every nation you go to South Africa, go to the prison. 70% of the Nigerians there, Igbos. Everywhere you go, the same problem. You go to talk to them, and they'll be telling you, they burn our market, they shut down our market. Who is still talking about markets? Shopping is now online, and you are the one that will lead it. The young man that makes my clothes, it was only once I finally met him. It was online. And I said, just make one or two. Let me see. He said, make a deposit of this small amount we made. Because you see the designs. He made the clothes and they delivered it at my doorstep. So after that, we now paid him. And I started talking to him. I said, how? How come? Where is your shop in Lagos? He said, I'm not in Lagos. I said, where are you? He said, I'm in Ekiti. I said, how is that possible? He said, because I came to Lagos, I could not afford the shops. I was just a young tailor trying to start. So I went back to my father's house. He said, I'm in my father's house. I operate from one room. But the internet is what I use to conquer the whole country. He said, I'm making for senators in Abuja. I'm making for people everywhere. And now I have money to hire any shop I like. And now he has built a house. He said, but I don't want to hassle myself. This one coming to pay tax. Come and pay tax. This one coming to harass me in Lagos. I don't want that. I said, so how do you distribute? He said, I have people in every major city. When there is an order from the city, we finish making, we use this transporter to send it to this guy. The guy takes it to the